eBay Motors is here for the ride. Remember when you first saw the potential? And then through some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Look to your left. Look to your right. It's official. No one's got a ride like this. There's nothing else that sounds like, feels like, or looks like the set of wheels in your garage. With over 122 million parts, you can make sure your number one ride or die stays running smoothly, so there's no limit to how far you can take it. Brake kits, turbochargers, engines, exhaust kits, roof racks, LED headlights, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus at these prices, well, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back. Oh, what an hour of radio you got ahead for you, kids. We got Brandon Graham coming up in 1 second. Then we have, I'm dropping this big bomb. This is a big, big information bomb.
All right.
On the game on Saturday night. No one's got this yet, Al. I got it.
All right.
And then we got Reed Dittiger in studio to take an early look at what we're going to say.
Nice.
But on the line right now, the Brandon Graham call-in, sponsored by Regency Furniture. Affordable, never looks so good. Ladies and gentlemen, our hero, Brandon Graham. Hi, Brandon.
Good morning. Good morning.
Oh, Brandon, 4 days before the game. Just describe what you're feeling right now.
Let me put this work in. So
okay.
Be ready for Saturday.
All right, but you're an emotional guy. What are you feeling? What are you feeling right now?
Really, you know what? What I'm feeling is I don't care what we did before. It's all about what we do now. And today is the day. It's the start of it. And we got 4 days. 4 days to make sure we prepare, because you know they ain't gonna lay down for us, and we for sure better put our best foot effort. I mean, best foot forward like we did last time, and make sure that we just make sure that we take care of business. So, man, my biggest thing to the team is just be us and make sure that you don't take no days lightly.
Right. Good advice. There were 6 playoff games over the past 3 days, Brandon. How many did you watch?
All of them. I watched all of them. I was in game mode, man. It felt good to see the difference from a regular season game to, you know, you got to have it. And, you know, you see how these teams, you know, you got to go all the way through the game.
Were you rooting for the Cowboys last night?
Man, you already know. You know that answer, man.
No, you want another shot at them, right, Brandon?
I mean, definitely, I can see that in our future. You know what I'm saying? But we got to take care of business this week. You know, that's the thing. We can't look past. But I still, was watching the game. They played good last night. I got to take my hats off to them. They played good. You know, we got to make sure we play better.
All right. Let's talk about when you're watching the Giants beat the Vikings. What kind of problems does Daniel Jones cause because he can throw and run? What's that like?
I think he got that confidence, you know. At quarterback, you got to be confident, and he's not scared to, you know, test the waters with running in, you know, what they call them, Danny Dimes, dropping them dimes. So, you know, I think that, we got to make sure that we get after him, hit him a little bit. You know, Minnesota, they hit him a couple times, but they didn't get to him as much as that you need to get to a quarterback to kind of get him off his spot. But, I think that, man, for us, we got to make sure we just take care of our game plan, carry out our game plan on what we do, and trust the guys in the back, and we got to trust each other.
Brandon, I got to ask you more about that. I've heard that so many times over the years. So you're early in the game, and you get a clean shot at the quarterback, and you hit him good. Can you tell after that he's playing the game differently?
Oh, yeah, because, you know, Them boys taking hits. You know, sometimes you might hit them in a place where you didn't know that you hurt him, and he don't want to show that he hurt, but you know he felt it because of how he got what we call it, getting bounced. That's why people don't get they get penalized for the weight that you get pushed on, because you do hurt them guys. I mean, you see a lot of what Jalen got, what happened with him. You know, he got bounced. That's what we call where somebody jumped on him, made a tackle, and, you know, his whole body landed on you. You kind of get – you bounce off the ground a little bit, you know, and that young dude can't take a toll on you.
Brennan, you have played a lot of playoff games. How different is it from the regular season?
Man, it's so different because everything matters. I mean, it all matters during the season, but it's even more amplified now. I mean, when you see a team, though, like the Chargers, who had 5 turnovers and still lose a game, man, it's just like, you got to make sure you take full advantage of those opportunities when you get them. Like, you know what I'm saying? And they got them early. They got them turnovers early, but they got to make sure you finish the game in these playoff games because, man, even Doug came back, and you seen how that game went. You know what I'm saying? And it's like, you just got to have that belief, and you got to trust each other and all the whole situation.
Well, I got to ask you about Doug, because I was thrilled at what happened. That comeback was unbelievable. You played for him. Were you happy for him, Brandon? What were you feeling when you saw him come back?
I was happy for him, man, because, you know, I love Doug, love everything that he brought to Philly. Of course, you know, we always going to root for our individual guys, especially guys that we, you know, mess with. And, you know, Doug was one of them, man, because Doug was cool. He always was real. I mean, you see how even keeled he was even after they won. You know what I'm saying? He's always the same guy. So, man, I can root for somebody like that always.
All right, I got a dilemma. I need your help on this. The game before yours is Doug Peterson versus Andy Reid. Who should I root for? Which former Eagles coach should I root for, Brandon? You've played for both.
You know what? You're old head, so go ahead, go Andy Reid.
Don't do that. Come on, you met Doug, right, Brandon?
No, I like both of them. I'm just saying, you know, you've been around for a long time, and Andy Reid was here for a long haul for you. With you, ups and downs, I'm sure, of you going at them and then giving them praise a little bit, then going at them when they didn't win the Super Bowl.
No, but it was all downs, Brandon. There were no ups. It was all down.
well, I got to go with Doug then, since you had one year. He gave you a year.
Thank you. You talked me into it. Brandon, let's talk about the fans and how they can help your team on Saturday night. They also feel the extra excitement of a playoff game. What does it mean to you guys on the field when the fans are into the game really loud?
Man, it just gives us that atmosphere that we accustomed to knowing, you know, in the playoffs. Because, man, it's a spirit. It's a spirit that you feel. It's a pulse that you feel in that game, man. It's going to be a point in that game where we making plays and they going crazy and you can just tell that, you know, everybody's firing high. And, man, we're going to need all that energy. I'm excited to be able to, you know, host home games at in the playoffs in Philly. And, man, we're going to make sure we defend it.
I just got one last thing, Brandon. It's a hard question to ask, but I got to ask you because you've been here 13 years and you've given us everything you could possibly give to this city. When you go onto the field knowing that your contract is up at the end of the year, do you ever look around and wonder if this might be your last game as an Eagle?
You know what? I'm so focused on what we're going to do this year. I'm just trying to finish the deal, and then we'll worry about it. I ain't, you know, it crossed my mind in the beginning of the season, but now that we're in it, man, I really just be just like, man, let me take care of this business, and then we can talk afterwards.
Makes sense. Brandon, you know we're all pulling for you. One guy I can count on in a big moment is Brenda Graham. Brenda, thank you for doing this, and good luck Saturday night.